Well, we have a really special treat today, all the way from Santa Clara, California, and he's only doing it because he was the third shift guy for this radio station when he was a teenager, and then he was the second banana to the Tar Heels behind Woody Durham for 15 years, and then somehow, some way, he took the quantum leap to one of the 32 best broadcasting jobs on the planet. And he's Mick Mixon, native of Chapel Hill, and our good buddy, and always a great buddy of the station. Mick, thank you so much for taking the time away from that nut house out there that is the pre-Super Bowl week and to be with us.
Oh, shoot. It's a blast, man. I appreciate all those words. I got chewed out by Hittner probably more times than almost any teenager in the history of adolescence in Chapel Hill, and lived to tell about it. And, man, what a special place WCHL in Chapel Hill is. And I understand you're breaking in a young Art Shansky right there with you and Blake.
No, he's already broken in. He's way past me. But I just want to start off by saying congratulations. You've been the Panthers now. This is your 13th season, is that right?
This is my 11th year. I came in 05.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I got you confused with how many Final Fours and ACC championships Dean Smith won. Wait, and you haven't been in the Super Bowl with them. You've been to, I guess, one other NFC championship game. And it's been kind of a magical season. And right now it looks like, as Cam said in the media day, he said that if we can stay in rhythm, we'll be all right. It just seems like you've seen it over the years, different teams, different sports. You know, it seems like the Panthers' year. I mean, do you, I know you're not going to predict a big victory, but, I mean, do you feel good going into this game?
Yeah, I do, Artie. I think that the best teams don't always win, but I think ever since that gauntlet in early October, ever since we had four straight wins and then the Panthers had a bye week, and then we went to Seattle, you know, everybody was talking about, oh, gosh, well, here comes the gauntlet of four really good teams and this Panthers glass-jawed in the fourth quarter, this week's schedule, nice little local regional story of the Panthers. They'll be 4-4 or 5-3 at the end of this. So ever since we beat Seattle to start that second four game of the season, the second quarter of the season, it's just been special. This team has had the Midas touch all year. But really, even going back to last year when Carolina was 3-8-1, never fragmented at all. Nobody got mad at anybody. The offense, defense, special teams. Coach Rivera stayed positive. We ended up winning the Mo, Larry, and Curly division, which was last year's NFC South, and made the playoffs. And this team feels like it's their time, that it's their destiny. And this team is actually two teams, really, Artie. This team is that cold-blooded assassin, that icy stare of a top predator, very business-like team, just as serious as a sniper rifle. And then in the next minute, we're wide-eyed, childlike, effervescent, enthusiastic, just like little kids playing about in a sandbox that doesn't even really realize how stakes the high are, how high they are in the NFL postseason. So this team has been an absolute joy to cover.
All right, Mick, the opening night, the media night, if you will, has now drawn so much attention. It is kind of turned into its own circus there. Were you around to experience any of that? And does anything particularly stand out on the scale of ridiculousness from the antics going on there with the opening night?
I was right there at it, and I really didn't have any duties, Blake. We had a long production day yesterday. I'd already gotten all my interviews and pretty much had my assignments all taken care of, but I wanted to go just to see it. And I'm almost sad that I did. I felt somewhat embarrassed to be a human being and have a press credential at some points during the media night. Nothing against people who dress as the opposite sex from what they are. Nothing against people who want to wear a clown suit or a Superman costume, a cape, a mask. But it seems as though there's a time and a place for all those things. I just don't know when this train left the station of reporters not covering the story but trying to become the story.